It is Independence Day, the day in 1776 when the American colonies officially banded together to oppose the British crown. But the Declaration of Independence on display in Washington, the one signed by 56 founding fathers, was not actually made until 2 weeks later. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports one of the original printings meant for the masses created before the signed version is on view at the Museum of the American Revolution.
Back in the summer of 1776, once the Founding Fathers decided on the final language of the Declaration of Independence, their primary objective was to get that language out in front of the people. So before they ordered a ceremonial version of the document, handwritten calligraphy on vellum parchment, the Continental Congress rushed the text to printers so they could run off hundreds of copies to spread across the territory. What's on view now at the Museum of the American Revolution is not the fancy version, but one of those cheap, fast versions.
We are looking at the same words on the page that those people in 1776 who did not know how this was going to turn out.
That is Scott Stevenson, the CEO of the museum, and he's tickled to be the first public entity to show this document. This broadside was delivered to a David Mulford, the colonel in the field with the Revolutionary Army. It remained in his family, handed down through his descendants for 240 years. But 2 years ago, it went up for auction. Holly Kenyon, herself a descendant of founding father John Witherspoon, snapped it up for a cool $1.8 million.
It enabled me to connect back with my distant relative, Witherspoon, who was a signer. It was pretty profound for me the first time I saw it in D.C. at the National Archives. I have to say, much more profound in person to see this version of it.
Although she owns it, Kenyon will not display this copy of the Declaration of Independence in her home in California. This document normally lives somewhere in an undisclosed vault. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.